talking with Vinny Eastwood. This is the Region 10 Report, and we are with Vinny Eastwood and Kathy Rubio and Bill Greathouse, and we are having a fabulous time. Do we still have Melody on the line?
Melody, you're on the air.
Yes, you do.
Awesome, awesome. I'm so glad that you called in. So tell me, what's going on? Are you still working with Mark and with the voting? Have you found anything else out? The voting, well, for the listeners, this is an article that I put together with Melody and her friend Mark. What was going on was they were using smartphone scanner codes, and they were able to track voters. And this is something that they're not supposed to be able to do. And you could download the app, and then you could find out who the voter was, their name, address, and phone number, all those details. Right, Melody?
Right. Right, and supposedly they got rid of all those barcodes and whatever, but the last election that we did, we had a special election for the hospital board here, and they had, you know, they had 6 or 7 barcodes on there, but, you know, they look innocuous now, but what I venture to say will predict what will happen down the road is those barcodes will eventually start containing the information that they set it up to originally have. But, that, you know, that's just my opinion. But, you know, why didn't they take the barcodes off, you know, like they you know, we tried to get them to do. So, and we still have some work to be done on some ballots having a lot of black and blue markings on them. That hasn't even, the Secretary of State did look into that somewhat. But
did somebody bruise the ballots today to make them black and blue?
Bruised ballots. I love that. I have to remember that. But that's something yet to be addressed, because we're still fighting some other issues around the voting, because the state really did. I went down to the state and we testified on some issues with voting, and they've actually made it quite, you don't even really have to be a resident. All you have to do is say you're going to be a resident.
That works well with the immigration reform.
Yes.
Jeez. I'm going to be a resident, man. Just give me the form, is it?
And then they rewrote a lot of the voting laws, you know, and it was like, yeah, you know, why did you rewrite them? You know, it didn't make any sense. There was just a number of things that has taken place that we think we're taking 2 steps forward and we take 3 or 4 steps backwards. But still, if you don't continue on the, you know, your efforts, then, you know, they just take huge, you know, giant leaps forward. And we wouldn't have any access to the voting, because what it appears to me is they're just going to centralize all the voting. It'll probably go international, and we won't have any say, because what it really is a big money scam. And they could care less who and what side somebody's on, because it's all about our information that they sell.
Absolutely.
Well, what occurs to me is that voting, if you vote in what you consider to be an election, I don't know what an election is and what voters have to play, because I know that voters can't actually elect anybody, only electors can, and people don't realize the difference. And in New Zealand, if you are a registered voter, which you have to be, and it's against the law for you not to be, your vote is given by proxy, if you don't vote, to the winners. And in Australia, it's illegal to not vote, and that includes local elections. So if there's nobody on the ballot that you want to vote for on either a national or a local level, if you don't vote, you get fined. So what it does is it solidifies and protects the current system. That's what voting actually is now, isn't it? It's not about picking your leader. It's about giving your voice willingly to enslave yourself by getting some other form of scumbag who you're not already familiar with to frack you over.
I think the voting that took place in Honduras was probably the best. I mean, they get in the back of trucks up in the mountains. They pack as many in a truck as they can. They come in 3 days prior to the voting. And they party for 3 days. They probably can't even read what they checked. And then they wait for their party to win. And if the wrong party is getting in that the politicians don't want in there, then they put those all in a separate box and they take them out in the street and burn them in front of
you. What, they put the politicians in a box and burn them?
Well, I wish they would do that. That would be better.
It's not a perfect world yet, I must say. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's not.
No. They're not hiding anything down there in Honduras, are they?
No, they're not. They just throw it right in the street. They don't care. And this last time when they voted down there, it was Hugo Chavez that came. He brought us the vote things, the stuff you write. Everything was from him in a democratic country of Honduras. And it was even his people he brought in to count the votes.
Exactly like George Bush did with Al Gore. Not that Al Gore is any better, but George Bush brought all of his friends in to count the votes. Mm-hmm. And they still couldn't do it down in Florida. They still couldn't with the hanging chads and all that garbage.
This goes to show our education level isn't too good.
If you can't count.
Did anybody learn civics in school? Like I was never taught civics in school. Like by the time I got into the education system, all knowledge of how the government works and the system works disappeared from the school system, so that you would never have any idea, and you would only get these grotesque vagaries populated and polluted through the media airstream waves, which you're supposed to plug in most of the time and just absorb your propaganda, kind of like soaking up the rays, you know, as it were. You know, you've got to be healthy. You've got to have your copious doses of propaganda. It's good for the skin. Mm.
Well, they have a well-rounded idea of what everything is, and you don't have to know any of the details. You just have to know the basic concepts of whatever it is, whether it's math or science or history. Just as long as you understand that there's 50 states in the United States, whether or not you know where they all are, it doesn't matter. As long as you know that there's 50 states, you're okay. You go on to the next level.
Yeah, you ask them where the capital is of that state, they can't tell you that. And in my grandson's school, which he's in eighth grade, there was only one kid in that whole school that knew the Constitution.
Wow.
That was my grandson.
Did he get expelled?
Darn near. I mean, it's coming close, I think.
Did the school demonize him as a terrorist? Oh my God, he makes frequent references to the Constitution. Arrest him.
You know, today, who was named as terrorists? We the people. We the people were named as terrorists today in NSA. In one of their documents, yeah.
Well, you know, the truth is the only people that want to hear the truth. Is those seeking the truth and the rest of my mind just went blank on how I wanted to say that, so forget that.
No, you're absolutely right.
The only people who wind up finding the truth are the ones who actually look for it and try to find it. If you're not trying to find it, trust me, it will not come to your door knocking. It'll come to your door knocking in the form of a lie, in the form of a black boot, in the form of a black ski mask, in the form of a skull and crossbones capped hat. That is how the truth will be revealed to you, but it won't tell you that I'm a tyrannical scumbag. I'll tell you I'm here for your safety.
Could it tell Absolutely. You? Obama said to everyone when this whole NSA thing came out, hey, look, folks, we're going to have to get used to the idea that if you want freedom, if you want security, we're going to have to give up some of our freedoms. You know, just get used to it. We're going to have to change the way that our society is, guys. Get used to it.
Well, if you want freedom, get rid of this. If you want freedom, get rid of your freedom. Like if you want water, drink Coke.
I was kind of willing to give up my security. It was no problem to me.
Could it come?
I would give up my mortgage-backed security.
Bill, you had something to say?
Yeah, I said, could it come to you as a green light through your window in the middle of the night?
Yeah, listen to this.
Yeah, this actually happened. I was in a Skype conference, like there's four of us now, and there was like six of us. And I had a green laser light come through my window, and it went left to right through my blinds. It disappeared, and then it came back left to right. And when it left the second time, my Skype signal went to blank. It went to like an old TV set turned on with full volume with no antenna or no cable hook to it. It wasn't a drop call. I didn't lose my internet. The Skype signal was actually scrambled.
Yeah. That's what we're up against. Exactly. Melody, did you have anything else to say? I don't want to keep you on the line if you have to go.
this has gotten several different directions, but I just wanted to bring out that, you know, we didn't stop there. We actually did win the ability to have a hand count in our home rule election. We actually were able to utilize a timing sequence that they were trying to set up for themselves to win an election. We took it and got a hand count and beat them 3-1 in the home. It was a home rule election, and from that point, we've had regular. We go to all the meetings. We try to hit as many of them as we can because we're finding out that, you know, the transparency issues and just getting your government to do the ethical thing. I mean, fighting it right here is you don't have to go very far. You know, it's so what's going on out there and around the world is happening right here locally, and this is why I decided, well, maybe I can make a difference here. And I didn't expect it to happen, but I really do see that the time is right and that people are listening, and even though it isn't necessarily all that easy, I think that people are ready they're tired of, you know, what's going on, and fighting, and they applaud us when we do step up and speak, you know, truth to, you know, power. So,
yeah, it is a serious thing that we are coming into right now, very serious. And even though we're laughing and having fun here tonight, people have to realize what a serious mess we're in. So, I know that today. And I was bringing this up before, and we got off on this another subject. But today, the report came out that the billionaires are dumping their stocks. So look out, people. And Vince, Vinny is right. Get your money out of the banks. Take it out. Doesn't yes. belong in there. They're going to steal every dime from you. I had a call on Sunday morning from, what is that place down there next to Arizona? New Mexico. And he had his money in the bank. He called me and he said, I went to take my money out of the bank, warn everybody, Kathy, they took my money. Then I listened to another guy today say the same thing. So it's happening.
Oh, they're taking the money right now. And I'm in a really privileged position. I've got nothing but debt.
Maybe they'll mess up and take your debt.
It's like, no, they forgave me my debt. Now I've got no more money because money is debt.
Melody, I wanted to thank you for calling, and I'll give you a call off the air so we can chat and catch up, okay?
Okay, and thanks a lot, and you guys keep up the good work.
Take care, Melody.
I applaud what you're doing there, Melody, because keeping watch on things that are happening in your own locality, there's something really freaky to mayors and general people of officialdom that scares the bejesus out of them when they see one little old lady sitting there with a notepad jotting
exactly
down everything
right.
they say. Like, oh, crap. Suddenly somebody actually gives a frack enough to even take notice. We might not be able to get away with our scams, bro. Get that person out of here. I mean, like, I was standing in a council meeting one time just filming. Like, you know, I'm out of the way. Got my tripod there. And I'm just filming a normal council meeting. And they have guards throw me out.
I totally understand. I was barred.
I just could only, and I just got a picture of that.
I can show you the
he
video.
He is so right. It, this really does happen. He's, it's amazing.
You know, the fact is that I had just said this to somebody yesterday. Get into your council meetings. Because in your council meetings, you're going to find out exactly where your city is at. Then you will find out where your state is at. Get into your state meetings. Go down there. These are public. Don't sit here and say that you couldn't do nothing. Because
it's the timing. It's the timing, Kathy. Here in New Zealand, we used to have these Auckland City public meetings, you know, a city of 1.1 million people, and then they amalgamated it all together into this big Agenda 21 super council, and they changed the timings of the public meetings from between 6 and 7 p.m. on weeknight Thursdays to make sure that they're now 10 through 11 a.m. on Tuesdays. So that means anybody who is gainfully employed cannot participate in council meetings.
Well, now I'm going to speak to the homeless, speak to the old, speak to the ones that are around. And you guys cover those meetings.
That's
right. Oh, wouldn't that be great?
I'm living here in a senior citizens housing, and I have never seen people young in their early 60s just sitting around here all day long doing nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
And
it's a great soap opera, if anything. No, it's a perfect place for them to go, and I've been begging some of them to bring the it's the best civics lesson if they would bring students into these things and just sit there. They would learn so much. Because it's all the little things that they don't think you're watching and seeing that really start to add up. But don't just stop at your city council. Start going to your hospital boards and your school boards and all these other little extraneous meetings, your commissioners' meetings, because you start seeing how the web is woven.
And I find it amusing how they call them boards, because after I'm in one of those meetings, that's what I am.
Well, folks, we're heading off to a break here. Melody, thank you so much for calling in. And folks, stay tight. Don't go away, because we are coming back and with some more fun and some more suggestions. Don't go away.
Denying the times of the lower at ease, when at odds with establishment, iron wore upkeep, while asking one question for answering it first, as the central intelligence eats the whole world. Tell me how you feel.
Hello everyone, we are back with the Region 10 Report, and while we were on the break, it just occurred to me that Obama set up the situation with Eric Holder. Eric Holder came out before Obama spoke at a university a couple weeks ago, and Eric Holder said, "Your citizenship is not a shield." And then Obama came out and said, "Yes, your citizenship is not a shield. We're going to drone you if you are dealing with
Al-Qaeda." Let me repaint that. Your citizenship is a bullseye target on your back. That's what
yes.
it is.
But he explained that he wants the Congress to approve a secret kill court. And before this, he set up an executive order where if you are a whistleblower, you are an enemy of the state. And for national security purposes, they will have certain ways that they're going to deal with you. And now we find out, and it came out in the mainstream media, which shocked everybody. Everybody in the alternative media, we already know that we're being monitored. We've been telling people that we're being monitored. But, you know, this past week, my mother called me and said they might be listening in on this phone call. You're right. Everything that you've been saying is absolutely right. So Obama has set up where if you are an enemy of the state. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, who works with the FBI, did a great job of defining who is a enemy of the state, which is everybody probably listening to the show and everybody on the panel here tonight, and every patriot, every constitutionalist, every oath keeper, and on down the list. And so we have all of this set up right now within the last maybe couple of months or within the last 6 months or so, where everything is set up so that they have everything in place and we're waiting for a trigger. Or what do you think we're waiting for?
All they do is they pass this law, they pass this draconian power, and if they don't plan to use it now, they use it later and they pass it on to the very next person. It's like when you're voting, what you're doing is you're voting for a different player who is on the same football team, right? And he's planning on passing the ball to the next guy. And that's all it is, really. The same team is still heading towards your goalposts. And their goal, essentially, is the eradication of all intelligence, of all freedom, of all goodness. They want to make sure that the world is an evil, dark, corrupt place for you to live in perpetuity. That's basically it. And now that all good, decent, honorable, caring Americans of conscience are classified as terrorists, I'm afraid to be associated with you now. I'm sorry, I have to leave the show now.
Bill, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I see that we're all terrorists, okay? Because, you know, truth is your enemy. And since truth is your enemy, that means we're terrorists because we all want truth.
That's why we need everybody to stand up and give us truth. Bring it all forward now so there's no more secrets.
Hey, hold on a second. What's the definition of terrorism exactly? Let's look it up in the dictionary. There it is. It's a system of government predicated by the government using fear and intimidation in order to coerce the population into doing what it wants. Does that sound familiar to anyone?
I wonder why that sounds familiar.
Is anybody fracking home?
I just got a picture of growing up, and now I know why I'm not complying.
That's why non-compliance is, for me personally, it has to be the key. Yeah, Karen Tostado said, she was on my show a couple weeks ago, and she said it perfectly. The U.S. is a corporation. We're employees of the corporation. What happens when a corporation has all of its employees not show up to work today, one day or several days and for weeks on end? They shut down. Mm-hmm. So, folks, if we're employees of this corporation instead of citizens of a country, and we get that, I mean, really let it sink in for a minute and get that, then if you don't like what your company is doing to you, don't show up to work. And in a literal sense and in a figurative sense, if you don't like coming down with cancer when you're in your 40s because of what you did in your 20s, then stop what you're doing. If you don't like having parabens in all of your bath products and in the baby cream and in the baby formula that is going to give you and everyone you love cancer in your house, then stop using those products.
Yeah. I was just thinking as well, tools of the trade. There's a certain amount of things that you can have in your possession that can actually help you not comply, don't you think? You know, even having so much as gardening tools can be a measure of non-compliance. I'm going to grow my own garden. Hey, my neighbor's not using their front yard or backyard or anything to grow substance. How about I offer to help them out and start up a garden there or something? Or maybe you're like me and you kind of like more technology types of resistance. Like I'm holding a non-compliance here. It's called a megaphone. It's a non-compliance appliance.
Frack you and your tyranny, scumbag!
You know, try and have some fun with it as well, I think, because there's so much real, evil, dark, terrible stuff that you could possibly encounter in your daily life. And most people don't even realize this. Like I'm writing a comedy sketch at the moment, and one of the gags is about how conspiracy theorists, you know, a normal day in the life of a conspiracy theorist. By that I mean a person who believes that there are powerful people who actually have a lot of influence and actually use their power and influence. Right? How crazy is that? You know, normal people get up in the morning, go to work, come home, watch the TV, go to sleep, get up, do it all over again. For a conspiracy theorist, the problem is much more complex. You know, you wake up in the morning and then you think, oh man, I have to switch the lights on because it's still dark. But unfortunately, the lights bulb is an energy saver bulb, which gives the cancer causing a radiation factor from, oh, that's a real problem. All right, well, let's look outside. Is it a nice day? Oh, it is a nice day. There's only one, there's a chemtrail. All right. And then put on your sweatshop manufactured slippers and shuffle your way into your colder than usual kitchen because it's been foam insulated with some kind of cancer causing asbestos or something of that nature. And then you eat your Kellogg's cornflakes, which are made by Monsanto that literally have iron shavings and filings into it. And you wash it down with some homogenized, pasteurized, cancer causing dead enzyme milk with a little bit of incredibly hardly refined sugar, which are technically classified as a toxin that starts to destroy your body. So while you're sitting there and you're consuming your stuff and your stuff that destroys your body and trying to get yourself ready to work, you're starting to think about how badly you freaking hate your job, and more to the point, how badly you're going to freaking hate getting into traffic in your mass manufactured evil car company mobile that's being provided with petrol from some goddamn Rockefeller oil cartel institution. While you're cruising along, you're also sucking in all these carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, and all the other terrible things that go with it. And nobody even seems to notice any of these really subtle things, especially while you're just cruising down the road at very slow speed and you're getting irradiated by the power lines above you that give off uncanny electromagnetic frequencies that continue to kill your body. You know, everything in every single moment of every single day is fracking killing me. That's what the life of a conspiracy theorist is like, because you realize the truth of everything. You actually figure out what part of your society fits together, how it all seems to work. These other people don't get that. They're not stressed out by it at all. They stay at home and they do nothing and they watch their idiot box. What is wrong with them? And it's not like learning the truth about what's really happening to you is going to benefit you any, is it? In fact, all it's going to do is stress you out and turn you into a fetal position. It's the taking action part. It's the act of non-compliance. And you say, no, I'm not going to go to work. No, I'm not going to eat those cornflakes. No, I'm not going to buy sweatshop fracking crap. No, I'm not going to fill my car up with deadly petroleum oil derivatives from Rockefeller cartel. And every single time, in every single way, in every single day that you say no to the system, that is what is going to stop you being killed. That is the thing that's actually going to save your life.
Absolutely. That's why action is so important. That's why the people who are awake need to get up and do something finally. Take what they did with Monsanto and let's do that every day or every week. Let's find something that we can all agree upon. You know, whether or not we agree on the details, we agree that there are certain common enemies. And let's just stop complying with the system that they provided for us. There are other ways. If you don't want the crappy food in the big box stores, call up your local farmer. Get a CSA box. I'll tell you something. If you go to your local farmer and you work at their farm for an afternoon on the weekend and take your kids there, it's a great experience for your family, and you'll walk away with a box full of food. That's one suggestion, folks. You don't have to get your fruits and vegetables from all over the world from companies that are creating Frankenfood that are killing you. You can go to your local farmer, keep them in business, give them the money for the CSA box. It may be $300 or $400 or $500 at a pop, but think about it over time. Over a season, you'll get boxes of food that's good food. You get to know the person. You know how they run things. You know how they take care of their fields or their animals. And we bring back our community. They've taken over the idea of communitarianism. Let's take that back. Let's get to know our communities. Go to your city council meeting and say, no, I don't want your Agenda 21 shoeboxes built in my communities. I'm not going to go along with this. Yes, bike riding is great health, great for my health, but I'm not going to comply with these control systems that are going to turn me into living in a prison and a slave. I'm sick of being a slave.
You know what I find really ironic lately, Suzanne, is that I see all these ads on TV encouraging me to save energy, recycle, stop polluting, and be a good person. And it's like, no, no, I don't want to do it. It's Agenda 21. It's Agenda 21. Oh, my God, I have to go out and start polluting more. Like, honestly, that's what happens. I'm just sitting there and I see Agenda 21 being put down on me, and I know the good parts of it and the ideas and things like that, like actual real sustainability. But because I know that it's all packaged together in this one global branch of tyranny, it makes me want to be the most wasteful, pollutant scumbag that has ever been devised by the skull cap of man, you know, just to mess with them just a little bit, you know. I don't know.
The other thing that I want to impress upon the audience is the fear-mongering and the problem-reaction-solution, the Hegelian dialectic, is being used on you whether you're listening to alternative or mainstream. If you're being scared to non-action by whoever you're listening to on the radio or whoever you're reading on the internet or whatever group you belong to, stop. Stop listening to them. Don't go to their website. Don't buy their products. And don't be a part of that group anymore. Because as long as you are caught like a deer in the headlights, you're not functioning as an activist. And we need the people who are awake to get up off their butts now. It's wonderful that we're waking people up, but the time to disseminate information has passed. And now we need to act.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say, is that we need to unite. And we were that's why we were trying to do this with the YouTubers, because there are many, many people that do good work on the YouTube. But what I see happening with them is that they're trying to divide them. The trolls are dividing them, and they're fighting with each other every single day. We cannot afford to fight with each other. We have the truth. We have to unite this truth and be the leaders that we need to be for these people, because they're not ready yet to lead. They're not ready. But we have to be able to help them step forward. And if we're fighting and we're divided, how the heck are we going to do that?
Yeah, well, beware of false prophets.
Divide and conquer is a really good tool, because they've divided everybody from genders to race to the workplace. Everything's a game. It's a sport and it's an arena in today's society.
Yeah, that's what communists have used from the beginning. That was Hitler's number one game, divide and conquer. He was using Jew against Jew.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, with Mexican immigration, he's using Jew against Jew.
There you go.
Well, division's been one of my biggest fights for the last 7 years. That's been one of my biggest fights, is division. Trying to point out the division and everything, including the genders. But unfortunately, you know, when you start pointing out division amongst the genders, people are so brainwashed in society, you know, you speak up against men, it's fine. But when you point out the wrongs of a female, oh, you must be a woman hater, and you're slammed. And it has nothing to do with hating. It's trying to get people to see the division so they can step back and look at each other as human beings.
I mean, we need to think about the truth movement and noncompliance as a mathematical equation. We need multiplication, not division.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I agree with that.
And this means, importantly, and there's several individuals that I could name, but I'm not going to. But there are many people in this so-called movement who are not the kind of people in real life that they pretend that they are on the airwaves. And even when people have exposed them, and when people know the kind of person that they really are, they still keep listening to their programs, they still keep watching their videos, and they make excuses like, oh, it's still got the good information. Look, mate, if the messenger is a known liar, don't listen to his messages. Find somebody else who isn't a scumbag to listen to.
Fight the last freedom of imagination, or drowning pop culture of the biggest nation, with armies of idiots brandishing brand names of one corporation or conflagration, the most holy train wreck of all human history. Tell me how you feel.
Hello, everyone. We are back, and we are in the last segment of the special edition of the Raging Den Report. We've been talking with Vinnie Eastwood and Kathy Rubio and Bill Greathouse. And in this segment, folks, since it's the last one of the show, I want to everyone focus in on giving the audience some real viable solutions that they can do tomorrow morning to start rewiring their brain. You know, if you perform a new habit or a new skill for at least 30 days, it will become as normal. So we need to rewire our brains to get out of the convenience, to get out of the consumer propaganda, to get out of the desire culture that we've been programmed to become, and go back to a culture of need, where we only purchase things when we need them, and we know how to fix the things that we have, so we don't really need to purchase very much. So let's start with Kathy. Let's give the audience some real solutions that they can do starting tomorrow morning.
Kathy, are you there?
Kathy, did we lose you?
I guess I'm on mute.
Don't leave yourself out. We need you.
You might be glad I was on mute. I think that starting tomorrow, the first thing you want to do is look who's living next to you. Get to know your neighbors. Go over there. Find out what talents they have. Do they have medical background? Do they have teaching background? What is their backgrounds? What can they do? Can they fix your car? Can they fix your plumbing? Me, I called the local militias. I said, I'm old and pretty crippled up, but I can cook. And I can dress wounds. And I can load guns. So whatever you need me to do, you tell me. I'll do what I'm capable of doing. That kind of thing. You have to know each other and get this whole system worked out. Most people here, when I came back from Honduras, I passed people in the hall. I don't even know their name. And they live 10 feet from my door. You know what I'm saying? We need to know each other, keep track of each other, take care of each other.
Bill, let's get some solutions.
Everything Kathy said, and then I would have to tell people they need to learn how to start getting along and putting their differences to the side, because we've got to stop the division, because if we're going to do anything, we've got to be able to work together. And so people need to back up and think about how they're treating their neighbor, how they're treating their friend down the street. And men and women alike need to start looking at each other as human beings and stop looking at each other for what's been pushed in the media as sexual objects or what have you. Because they've actually demoralized everybody and they've got everybody divided up, and people need to put their differences aside and start looking at each other as human beings, because if we can do that, then we could work together.
Vinny?
Well, first of all, we've got to stop thinking about starting stuff up tomorrow morning. You know, it's about right fracking now. What can you do right this very second in order to accomplish something different? And it's more to the point, if you're not actually full-on hardcore, like let's say Suzanne Posel and I, we spend all day, every day, articles, radio shows, videos, the whole works, getting the information out. Okay, so that's only one job, all right? There are so many other jobs behind who we are and what we do. And all the people that are listening who are contributing in some way, shape, or form, whether or not they be suggesting guests for a talk radio show host to be on. Trying to influence the media is actually easier than some might think. Did you know, in New Zealand, if you call up local talk radio and you start talking about a particular politician, that politician gets sent a transcript of that conversation. So you instantly hit the people that you want to hit just by calling up a talk radio show and saying your piece over the airwaves. That is a way to hijack the current mainstream media apparatus with heaps of people listening. And it takes about 1 in 7, all right? So that's the ratio. Somebody hears 9/11's an inside job once, crazy, you're a conspiracy theorist. They hear it 3-4 times, it's nuts, it's stupid. You hear it 7 times, oh my God, it must be a self-evident truth. All right? So all I'm saying to people is that you've got to play your part. Play your part. Be one of those 7 people. Whenever it comes up in conversation, I can guarantee anybody who's listening to this knows that virtually everything in the entire fracking planet has now at this point come to some form of conspiracy. So, if you don't shut your mouth, if you don't stop flapping your gums, eventually, all of those people that you talk to, don't talk to them endlessly about it because then they'll really switch off. Just say something once about any particular subject as it comes up, relevant to the conversation. Don't try and steer it your way. Just say something relevant. And don't expect them to wake up. Expect them to do nothing and say nothing. Then you say nothing too. You just let them go on. And another truther down the road will say the same thing to them. And eventually they'll all wake up. It's all about playing your part. Okay? So let's say you can't do what I'm doing. All right? I noticed a need in my community. That need was real media, and it didn't currently exist. So I took personal responsibility for going out there, finding these activists, whistleblowers, and protesters, and so on and so forth, who get reduced to sound bites or even smaller audio nibbles by the mainstream media, and started giving them long-form interviews and uploading it to YouTube and doing this radio show and so on and so forth. And all of a sudden, I'm the most popular alternative media source in the fracking country. You know why? Because I took personal responsibility for giving people what they want and what they need without demanding anything for it. Sure, I ask for donations, but that's your choice. And I will still keep exposing scumbaggery and giving a platform to people who fracking deserve it, people with real information. That's my contribution to society. What's yours? What have you got going on in your life that's so fracking important that you don't want to help save your society? What is so important that you would rather sit back watching American Idol or Dancing with the Stars over preventing your own people's orderly extermination? Tell me something that's more important than that, and I'll leave you alone. Until then, I ain't going to leave you alone.
Very well said.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I homeschool my children. It doesn't matter if it's a charter school. It doesn't matter if it's a religious private school. They are all co-opted. They all accept money from the government. They are all working in Common Core and using those standards and dumbing down your children. If you have children, get them out of the school. Find a way to get them out of the school. Rearrange your schedule, rearrange your life to get them out of the school. It's important. Stop vaccinating. Just stop. You can go to OccupyCorporatism.com and look under vaccines, and I will give you a myriad of reasons. Laundry detergent, formaldehyde. Okay, that's just 2 of the disgusting things that they put in the vaccines. Stop. Learn how to take care of yourself. Find a homeopathic doctor. Learn how to use food to keep yourself healthy. Food is your medicine. It's what keeps you physically healthy and mentally healthy. Put down the pharmaceuticals. You do not need them. Your body can heal itself. Do things to cleanse out your body so you can cleanse out your mind as well, and get yourself straight so that you can understand what you're hearing and act upon it Don't just sit there and keep consuming the information. When I found out that the money was fake, I spent a year, 24 hours a day. Well, not literally 24 hours a day. I did sleep. But every single day, watching documentaries, reading books, reading articles, speaking to people, eventually I said, I have to do something about this. So I started the website. I started doing radio. I was lucky enough with Danny Romero to get a radio show. And now I get to speak to you to tell you what I, not only what I write about, but the things I don't even have time to write about that I know about. So let's start acting upon it. like we said tonight, go to your city council meeting. Go to every council meeting. Get involved in your city. Find out how Agenda 21 is taking over your city. And say no. And hand out pamphlets to the audience. And when they give you time to speak at the podium, speak. And take that time to expose. Don't speak to the people behind the council, because they are already, they're not listening to you. Speak to the audience. Everywhere you go, speak to the audience. I have friends in Washington that are trying to start an initiative to get people, to everyday people, to start running for office, no matter how little the office is. Like Melody was saying, get on the PTA board, get on some board, and start exposing these things to people. And if we are at the ground level, remember, it's a pyramid. So all of our compliance down at the bottom is what's keeping this going. And it's so simple, but that's the truth, folks. That's all it is. Every day that you go to your slave job and you get your fast food and you buy your products that they tell you to buy every 3 months, and you stand in line for 17 hours on Black Friday, and you do all of this crap, and you go home and you watch your television, every bit of compliance helps this machine going. As we stop complying, if it's a little bit over time, or if it's just a cold turkey, I'm not going to comply, period. Every little bit helps, and every little bit counts. And they can't keep doing this if we don't keep doing what we're doing, period.
Yeah, I wanted to add, too, when we as a group or any truthers are telling you the truth, and you know we are. I know that all of you listening know we are. When we tell you the truth and you continue on in this garbage, you are complicit in the deaths of every American that's going to occur.
That's right. Stop complaining and stop complying, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely. Thank you, Vinny. Thank you, Kathy. And thank you, Bill, for coming along with me on this special edition of the Region 10 Report. I will be back on Thursday from 1 to 3 Pacific Time, 3 to 5 Central Time. And I'll have you guys back on. We'll do this again. We have to keep doing this. Stop complying with the system, folks. Do it right now. Now that the broadcast is over, stop complying.